Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. When designing riverfronts, it is good to remember pioneers who championed public access and the value of open waterfronts. One pioneer was Daniel Burnham, celebrated landscape architect of New York's Central Park and Chicago's Grant Park. In 1909, in his great Plan of Chicago, he wrote, "The lakefront, by right, belongs to the people. It affords their one great unobstructed view, stretching away to the horizon where water and clouds seem to meet. No mountains or high hills enable us to look over broad expanses of the earth's lake for such a survey of nature. These views calm thoughts and feelings and afford escape from the petty things of life. Mere breadth of view, however, is not all. The lake is living water, ever in motion and ever changing in color and in the form of its waves. Across its surface comes the broad pathway of light made by the rising sun. It mirrors the ever-changing forms of the clouds and is illumined by the glow of the evening sky. Its colors vary with the shadows that play upon it. In every aspect, it is a living thing, delighting man's eye and refreshing his spirit. Not a foot of its shores should be appropriated by individuals to the exclusion of the people. On the contrary, everything possible should be done to enhance its natural beauties, thus fitting it for the part it has to play in the life of the whole city. It should be made so alluring that it will become the fixed habit of the people to seek its restful presence at every opportunity." Few cities in the world have such magnificent stretches of free waterfront as Chicago, where children can play and gather memories, where men and women can gaze at a horizon and let the waters roll away their cares. On every waterfront, there are struggles over the shoreline and how it should be developed. Like the waters themselves, the edge is rarely still, with structures going up, coming down, sometimes emerging with a new green park. Through it all, it's good to remember Burnham's words in Chicago: "The lakefront belongs to the people."
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.